My Thought Spot, Episode 2, for the week of March 5th, 2007. Running Injury, Great Photos, Bible Verses, Inside of a Chess Clock, and Seven Wonders of the World. I had a running injury a week ago. I ran a 6-mile route, and about 2 miles into the run, I started having problems with the back of my foot. My shoe has always been a problem about rubbing my foot, and that particular run, I had a pair of socks on that had a hole in them, and the shoe wore a hole into my leg instead of the sock. Therefore, about 4 miles into the run, I had to stop, and that left me a 2-mile walk back home. Normally, I would have a telephone with me on a run, but runs shorter than 7 miles, I typically don't take one. So I alternated walking with and without my shoe for the 2 miles to get me back home. This week, one of the bloggers that I normally read posted about one of his friends, Lisa, who is a photographer. She has some excellent photos, and you can get links at the website about how to see her photos. Just some tremendous nature shots. A great photographer. Be worth your time to go and look at her stuff, look at her blog. She has a photo blog and also a place where you can buy greeting cards and such with some of her pictures on it. Our daughter, Layla, recorded some Bible verses this week, as she was saying on one night. Up to this last week, she had not actually been saying them out loud. She'd say them when she was playing and stuff. This week, she started saying, no, I say them. You don't say them, I say them. So I started letting her say the verses this week, and she'd say all of them. I recorded some of them one night this week and put it up on the website. You can listen to that. Also, I posted about the inside of a chess clock. A few months ago, our son had been to chess class, and he had volunteered me to fix the chess clocks that were broken at the class. I know nothing about chess clocks, but he knew that I like taking stuff apart, and sometimes I actually get them back together and they work again. So he volunteered my help to put together these chess clocks, fix them, and make them usable. And I was able to do it. I was able to fix several clocks. I think there were about 6 of them that I fixed. All of them had different problems. Well, this last weekend, he brought a clock home from chess class, and the teacher asked if I could fix it. As soon as I saw it, I knew what the problem was able to fix the problem. But there at the website, there's a couple pictures on how the chess clock is made on the inside, and you can see there's a bar in there that as you push one of the buttons down, it stops one clock and starts another. It's very simple mechanical setup in there. And this, of course, is using analog clocks. Digital clocks work differently, but just using analog clocks, they're really just simple clocks put into a case with a bar that stops them when you push on a button. Kind of interesting to see the pictures there. This week we had a big celebration at one of the Maya runs here in the area. They're at Chichen Itza, which is about an hour and a half from where we live. Chichen is being voted on for one of the new 7 wonders of the world. There's a group right now that's determining what the 7 wonders of the world are. Obviously, we had the 7 wonders of the ancient world, 7 wonders of the modern world. Most of those are lost, the ancient world wonders. And so what they're doing is they're putting together a list of the 7 wonders of the world that are older than the year 2000. And they can date back. Some of them are, of course, the pyramids in Giza, up to more modern-day things such as the Eiffel Tower, the Statue of Liberty. Right now, the number has been dwindled down to 21 wonders, and Chichen Itza is in the list of 21. So they had a big celebration this last Tuesday at Chichen, where the group from Lisbon came in and had their voting committee there, and they were checking it out and everything. I'm not real sure what the purpose of their visit was. If the vote's by the people, then you can go to the website and you can vote for what you believe the 7 wonders of the world should be. So I'm not real sure why they came other than just to have a big celebration here. And it was a big deal in the newspaper for several days. You read quite a bit about that. At the website, you can go and find some links to newspaper articles. Of course, they're all in Spanish, but you can find links there and see what the local press had to say about Chichen being part of the 7 wonders. My son and I voted for what we thought the Seven Wonders should be this last weekend. Apparently, you get two votes. You can vote online, and you get to choose seven of the 21 remaining. And then you can also make a phone call and choose the seven again or choose a different seven. There's links at my website as to how to get to the voting for the Seven Wonders, and you might be interested in doing that. The classic post of the week, I have two. One, I introduced my running log. That's at coolrunning.com. This was posted back in February of 2006. What you can do is go to that link and find what my running has been over the last week or the last several months. And you can look at charts and things if anybody's interested there. I also have a permanent link to the on the left-hand side of the website where it always says visit my running log. The other classic post, I posted this in February of 2006. And I'm going to read it for you. It's entitled Newspaper Girl. This morning on the way to church, there was a young lady selling newspapers on the street corner, a very common sight here in Mexico. There were three cars lined up to buy a newspaper from her, so, typical, she walked right over to the stack of probably 100 papers and grabbed exactly one. She then strolled over to the first car and sold him his paper. Then she walked back to the stack, and this time she at least grabbed two for the next two cars. She did better the second time, but what if one of those cars wanted two papers? No problem to her. She's paid to sell papers, not to be efficient. This whole scene was taking place at an intersection with a light. The light turned green as she was walking through the stack to get the extra two papers, so I did not see what followed, but she was in no hurry. Fortunately, there was room that these three cars were able to pull over to the side and form a line to get their newspaper. Normally, there would be cars lined up behind them to get through the light. Do you think that bothers anyone involved or actually makes them speed up any? Don't count on it. On Missionary Talks this week, I interviewed John Yingling. John is the missions director for the Baptist International Outreach Mission Board, or it's called BIO. John told us about the history of BIO, what makes BIO special, and he also gave some great tips on what you should do if you're interested in mission work. If you believe the Lord's calling you into missions work, what can you do to help prepare yourself for that? I followed that up with a short set of tips that I'd put together on things that you should do and help prepare yourself for the mission field. The podcast of the week that I'd like to promote is Dr. Monty's Fitness Rocks. That can be found at fitnessrocks.org. Dr. Monty's a medical doctor, and he takes different studies and journal articles and kind of condenses them down into a form that we can understand. Many of the things that he talks about are a healthy lifestyle based on proper diet and proper exercise. He doesn't really go overboard on either one. I think he strikes a very good balance. I've enjoyed listening to his podcast. He's put out over 30 episodes now. They've been very enjoyable, very easy to listen to. Be sure to check out Dr. Monty's podcast at fitnessrocks.org. A new month has started, so if you would, please vote for Missionary Talks at Podcast Alley. At missionarytalks.com, you can find a link directly to vote, or I'll put a link inside the show notes of this episode so that you can vote for Missionary Talks directly there. Also, I'll put in a link for the Dig Network, and you can dig that if you have a Dig membership. And help Missionary Talks raise up into the category of religion, and that'll help get more exposure and more people will be able to know about and listen to Missionary Talks. The intro and outro music this week is Super Polka by Kevin MacLeod. Laura St. John provides the rest of the music that you've heard. You can find out more about her and her music at magnatune.com. As always, show notes can be found at mythoughtspot.com. Thanks for listening and stay subscribed.
Fitness doesn't have to be boring. As a matter of fact, fitness rocks.
Stay healthy and have fun at the same time? Then join Dr. Monty Ladner for Fitness Rocks podcast.
It's Fitness Rocks Podcast with fitness expert Dr. Monty Ladner at fitnessrocks.org.
Subscribe to the podcast by going to fitnessrocks.org or check us out on iTunes. Fitness Rocks Podcast.
Fitness Rocks Podcast at fitnessrocks.org.